Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one, huh?
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it.
Why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
720 WGN and on great stations all around the country. It's the Jim Bob Show game day edition. And Jim Bob, as we're heading into really what is a pivotal week in the NFC and specific to the teams we are closest to, while excluding, you know, the defending world champion Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to talk a little Packers. We're going to talk a little Bears. You'll be at one of the games. El Bandito Yankee will have a presence at both. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, let's start with the Bears being favored in week four and trying to understand how and why when the Bears literally should be 0-3 if it wasn't for Will Levis and his bumbling act with the football at the end of the game. And so, you know, I don't understand this game. I don't understand the odds makers, but I will tell you, this is probably my favorite game. I think that the Rams had a very impressive outing against the 49ers. So I just think that the oddsmakers have provided a gift. It's a gift, Dane, and I would be jumping on that. I think that the Rams, despite, you know, having Cooper Kupp out, and Rams, they're beat up. But the Bears' offense has really struggled. And, you know, the only win that they have is over the 0-3 Titans. So I don't get this one, buddy. I would like to see a lot more out of Chicago before I could even start raving about anything. So I'm still thinking that the Rams, despite how beat up they are, this is a game that they probably come away with.
This season has had a lot of sort of mysterious outcomes. And so maybe it's that whole the Vikings handicapping philosophy. It doesn't have to make sense, but maybe it'll happen. So what do you think, Jim Bob? Because I can't think of any reasons why the Bears would beat the Rams, unless I guess maybe home field advantage.
I just think that people are looking at the injuries at the Rams. And, you know, I think that's really got to be it. It's just got to be that the Rams are so beat up on the offensive side of the ball. I think that's the whole issue with it. It's hard for me to, you know, get behind this Bears team until we see something out of them. And it's just, you know, we haven't seen it yet.
Well, the scouting report on El Bandito Yankee is all wins all year with the undefeated flavor. And on Fox, where they're doing a big sort of kickoff thing with Timmy from the bus, and a big shout out to El Bandito Yankee. So whoever it is, whether it's the Bears or the Rams, the fans are going to win, and that's going to be a great tailgate.
Oh, man, it'll be great. You know, El Bandito, they'll be there with our buddy at the bus, and we're going to have a great time there. We're headed, personally, to go watch the Packers take on a key first-time divisional matchup this year against the Vikings. And both teams are surprisingly really good with, you know, the Packers with backup Malik Willis and the Vikings at 3-0.
I mean, the Vikings have been one of those mysterious teams. We didn't know what to expect. We thought they would be a lot worse without Kirk Cousins and, you know, all of that. But they have been sort of a shining example, beating some very tough competition. You look at the Packers, Jim Bob, and there have been some calls. And this is a good thing, right? When your backup comes in and does so well that people are saying maybe Jordan Love should take another week off.
Well, I agree with that thought process, but, you know, this is a very key stage of the race in the NFC North. I mean, the winner of Sunday's battle will get a very important early advantage in the race to be the champion of the NFC North, which very well could produce the NFC Championship team as well. So this looks like to be one of the best divisions in 2024 season. And so, you know, here we go. So it's we'll just see. You know, Aaron Jones is coming back to Green Bay. So it's kind of a story of is he going to get a chance to do the Lambeau leap at Lambeau? And so this isn't just a return of just an average Joe. Aaron Jones was a star in Green Bay, and we'll see how he does. And, you know, these games always, you know, these guys always gear up for these type of return home. And I think it's going to be fun to watch. So I think that's going to be one thing. I think that the Packers defense is going to put some pressure on Sam Darnold. I think that's what's been missing in some of these early matchups. I just don't think Sam Darnold's got enough pressure put on him, and they've done a good job protecting him, and he's not turning the ball over. So I think that's going to be the big deal as far as I think the Packers are going to have to dial up a lot of pressure.
It's a big rivalry for sure when you get up there, and you look at Aaron Jones coming back. Unlike some of the previous times when that's happened, there seems to be still a lot of love, certainly a lot of love from the fans for Aaron Jones, and even he came out and said that he may not have a G on his helmet, but there's always one in his heart, right? But do you think maybe he wants to, you know, make a statement? You want to come out there and, you know, and get a lot of yards and say, hey, you know what, this was a mistake.
Yes. Is that, I tell you what, that in conjunction with what's going to happen with the matchup with Jefferson, as far as how are the Packers going to match that up this year? It was good. It was basically, we were all looking forward to the big Jerry Alexander versus Justin Jefferson. But apparently, Alexander has an oblique injury and probably not going to be able to, we're not going to be able to see that, but I'm going to give you my prediction here. I think the Packers are going to take this one 24-23. It's going to be a close one.
And last thing for Jordan Love, what do you expect? And then what do you need to expect in order to see that this is successful? If he just comes out and does some things, or do you expect 100% Jordan Love out there and firing?
You know, I'll tell you, is that this is where it's hard, where you know, you win two games, and certainly Jordan Love could use another week. You know, it certainly couldn't be bad. But, you know, there's some good matchups in this game in regards to the defensive front of the Packers against the Vikings offensive line. It wouldn't surprise me to see, I mean, I don't know, if Jordan Love, is he for sure going to start? I mean, has he announced that?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a game time decision. We know that he could play, but it's, I think, a luxury for the Packers coaching staff to be able to know that he doesn't really need to play, and they can probably have a decent chance at a decent result, even if he's on the bench or not feeling it, or they decide to do it. So they're not feeling pressured to have him play.
I think they've, as of, you know, game time right now, airtime for us, I mean, he was listed as questionable, and so was Jari Alexander versus the Vikings on the injury report. So, you know, I like to look over those injury reports, but I think it's going to be a game time issue, you know, as far as if we're going to see Jordan Love. But I'll tell you what, hats off to the Packers for dialing up the offensive strategies that they have with Malik and the running game. And I think it's going to be a heck of a game for us to watch and take in. And it's just going to be, you know, a great division rivalry. Like I said, the winner of this one takes a big advantage this year, buddy.
It's going to be a great game to watch from the El Bandito Yankee and Juana Parlay Suite there at Lambeau Field. And before that, of course, you know, big fan bases for both of this. Everybody is going to win when they're at the El Bandito Yankee Tequila tailgate there right next to Lambeau Field. And Jim Bob, I have heard that there is going to be a hot tub on site where people are going to be able to get in there, take a dip, enjoy some liquid refreshment along with the liquid bath at the hot tub for the tailgate.
You know, the way that people do tailgates today, I'm not for sure I want to get in it. Okay. You know, I mean, so I'm going to pass on that, but hey, we'll make sure that we serve people whatever the heck they want. They want to jump in there and have an El Bandito while they have a smile on their face.
Last week there was a wedding, or the last game that they had, there was a wedding performed there. And so, you know, you'd want to steer clear of that sort of conjugal hot tub that they'd have going on there. It is going to be a great time. And I know that you'll be there front and center with the undefeated flavor of El Bandito Yankees. So Jim Bob, we'll let you get back to the game, and we'll keep it here for the Jim Bob Show game day edition.
Hey, we're We're going to be breaking out the Bandito. I'll check you later, Dave. See you, buddy.